Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, so like outdoor cats are like metal. Man. Yeah,
indoor cats are lounge.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, who are we? What are we doing here?
What are we?
We can't.
What are
you're we? Not who throwing away we? That kind of content.
No, not really.
This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit.
Hey now.
Starring
Dr. Morbius
from parts unknown.
And who are you?
I'm Mao.
I thought it would. No, it's really starring you.
I think it's starring the listeners.
Yes.
Give yourself listeners. A hand, everyone. Nice. Thank you for joining in.
We love you all.
We love you all once
That's
again.
That's right. Listen to our music. Listen to our musings, and you know.
Yes.
Buy all the stuff we're selling.
Of course.
Oh, the weather guy.
Uh-oh. Wait, what's that?
Light shop. Scattered thunderstorms. Your coastal waters forecast for the following marine locations. Coastal waters from Tarpon Springs to Suwannee River out 20 nautical miles.
Nice. Oh, Weather Cube. It's not all about scattered showers and light chops.
What Weather Cube has a bit of the OCD, you know what I mean?
When will you learn it's more than that, Weather Cube?
We try to get conversation out of Weather Cube, but all he wants to talk about is the weather.
All right. That was the wacky shenanigans of the show, I guess. No,
yes,
we'll move on.
That was the gimmick, the comedy gimmick or whatever.
Hey, we're breaking a new band this week.
We're breaking bad,
breaking
man.
News. Oh, I wish we had Breaking Bad's numbers. Wow.
Yeah, well,
that was a...
They're gone, but we're still around.
Good point.
That's right.
We're the grinders.
We're the grinders.
We keep going,
we're the
man.
Corpse grinders. That movie from the 70s.
We keep going even if we shouldn't. And that's all good. You know?
With a little engine that shouldn't, or wouldn't, or could, or couldn't. I don't know. Something.
Or whatever.
Yeah, so the new band.
Yes, new band. The Out of Sights are breaking.
Far out and
right
funky,
here.
Man.
Woo!
Yeah.
Can you feel the energy in the air? I don't know if I'm going to play all of them, but I'm going to play a lot of them.
Cool.
Yes, that's cool. Hey, let's start now. Why don't we? Let's that thing.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck. No food. Dogs, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on!
You can talk about the things that you wanna hear. You can talk about the way you wanna treat it, dear. You can talk about the men that have done you wrong. Now listen here, baby, it's the same old song.
Come on,
come on baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on,
don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. Not a game that is easily played. It takes two willing people that feel the same. You may not have had it, baby, in the past, but I'm your Prince Charming coming along at last.
So come on!
Come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Well, come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on!
Don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. Let me be your lover, let me be the one that holds you in my arms beneath the stars above. Now I can see your future and it looks real bright. Come on, pretty baby, make it feel alright. Your love that I crave so. Don't you hold back, turn the lights down low. Now I'm in the mood for some loving right now. Come on, pretty baby, let me show you how. Let me be your lover, let me be the one that holds you in my arms beneath the stars above. Now I can see your future and it looks real bright. Come on, pretty baby, make it feel alright.
Come on,
baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on,
don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. go.
Well, come on! Well, come on! Well, come on! Well, come on!
butter too. Peanut, peanut butter.
Open up your jaw now.
Peanut, peanut butter.
Spread it on your cracker.
Peanut, peanut butter.
No need for any jelly.
Peanut, peanut butter. I like peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter. Chunky peanut butter too. Everybody looks like they got the mom. Peanut, peanut butter.
Eating peanut butter in a great big honk.
Peanut, peanut butter. I like peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter. Chunky peanut butter too. I like peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter. Chunky peanut butter too.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was The Out of Sight, a brand new band for us anyway. I played Let Yourself Go, Shake, Shout, and Go, Never Have I Seen, and Peanut Butter.
What's the name of the company that the
label? Oh, yeah, where I found them, Spin Out Records. If you go to Spin Out Records, I just found these guys. They were on the front page of this record company that sells some kind of indie music kind of stuff. Right. And I found them, and it was like, oh, The Out of Sight. And I was like, that sounds cool. So I blind bought it. And when I opened up the package, man, this record was beautiful. It's like a 180 grain record. And it has like red and blue and like that milky white clear kind of. And it's like a splatter record. And it was so vibrant. Nice. And then it also had that little card that says, and here's your free digital download. And I was like, win-win, baby. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't have been happier. Very beautiful. So run out and get it now, because there's only 500 of them, and once they're gone...
I want to talk about that when we get back.
All right, cool. Ah, forced purchasing. Nah, not really forced purchasing.
Not as much as that. But
I loved it, though. It's so beautiful.
You know that sound? Of course not, because you've never heard it before. It's the sound of a macabre grinding machine, a diabolical device that grinds human bodies and turns bones and flesh into screaming savage blood death. The Corpse Grinder! A spine-tingling, bone-crushing horror thriller unlike anything on the screen before. What kind of demented soul profits from the flesh of the dead and destroys the living who get in his way? The Corpse Grinders! The most chilling, most terrifying motion picture you have ever seen. The Corpse Grinders! The shocker of all shockers in blood-curdling color.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
And since Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown mentioned Corpse Grinders...
There it is, the Corpse Grinders.
The Corpse Grinders!
A real big, junky movie, which I kind of like, though, from the 70s. So seek it out if you like that kind of 70s exploitation.
That kind of movie.
Yeah.
So you were saying something about the download codes.
Here you go. Two things. First thing is, I'm kind of like I don't understand when you buy like new vinyl, like you bought like the Black Sabbath,
yeah.
They give you a download code so you can download it. Well, you got the vinyl already. Why do you need the download code? I mean, isn't that kind of like they're complaining about people doing all these downloads, and now you're giving them a code so them and
so you're
possibly
digitizing
their friends
it for them?
And
yeah.
Other people to do it. I know they paid for it already, so I guess. In a sense, they say, well, you paid for it, so here's to make it easier for you in some ways or another. Explain to me, you know.
I think it's just a way to counteract, because I think they, like most of these companies, most of these bands anyway, realize that everyone, most everyone you has a digital form of music, like their car has a flash drive in it. Mine does. And phones. Yeah. Everyone has most of their music on their phones now because iPods are a thing of the past. But
are they really?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
phones took the place of iPods.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, you put in a, I have a SIM chip in my phone that's 32 gigs.
You're kidding, really? You put like that many songs
on
my phone?
Oh, I have
phone?
Thousands of songs on my phone. Oh, I've my never, God. You know.
But the gypsy, I don't even, I'm not even that, you know, advanced.
Technologically advanced,
but
yeah.
Kazi, how good will the song sound coming out of your phone, though?
Like crap.
That's what
See,
I thought.
That's the problem. That's why vinyl has made a comeback. Vinyl sounds good. Digital stuff is clipped and...
Can you connect your phone to the jack you have in the car and play
You can,
the
yeah,
music?
They make those.
That would be the
They
iPod.
Make those kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that would be where it takes the place of the
so
iPod.
So I think that's what they're doing. In an effort to say, you really should buy this vinyl, when most people be like, I'll just buy the digital downloads. They, you know, because the digital downloads, maybe they'll get $10 for them, where they'll get 20 out of you for a record.
True.
So they're kind of saying, hey, look, here's both, you know.
True.
It makes it easier for your consumer.
Okay. I can see.
But I do know what you're saying. If you buy vinyl, take the experience. Buy the vinyl and listen to
That's
it.
That's what
but,
I mean. It's like, it seems to me, like, why would I want to ruin the vinyl, which I can get the music already, yeah, off this digital code and play it? You know, I don't know. I mean, I have yet to buy a reissue of new vinyl because I still have my old vinyl. I mean, mm-hmm. I will one day when they get to, like, a reasonable price.
See,
if
I never
they ever
buy,
do.
I never buy reissues. I always... Like, all the old vinyl I have is one-time purchase, usually for a quarter or a dime. And I've just kind of continued with new issues, new music, new stuff that's coming out on vinyl. Of course, I get that on vinyl, you know. I don't really do the... I don't rebuy stuff.
Well, I mean,
much,
you know, if it's like, if your record's, like, all beat up, you know, you want to nice new copy of it.
Of course, yeah. But I wouldn't pay $20 for it. That's the thing.
Depends. I guess I wouldn't either. That's why I haven't done so.
I'll keep digging through the bargain bins and find it again for a quarter that's a nicer shape. I've done that a lot where I'll have multiple copies of something and I put together best cover, best record with a new white insert, and that's it.
Yeah, you know what? We knew a guy. You probably knew who he was too. They used to go through this store, which had a storefront, and then they had like a... they had a storefront, but they also had like a little warehouse where they had all their cheap records.
Yeah, bananas.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if I want to plug them or not, but the guy worked with before used to go in there and find, like, say, I want to get a great copy of Dark Side of the Moon. So he'd find the best jacket.
He'd buy five of them.
And they let him, like, make the best one.
I've done that.
I didn't know you could do that. You know,
they don't care. No one
they
cares.
Don't care. As long as you're not taking anything, you know,
exactly.
As long as you put it back and you make the best copy you want.
And you're handing them the dollar, they don't care.
They don't care? Mm-hmm. Okay, I never knew you could do that.
Yeah, I've done it. I do it because you're building the best, you know.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over. Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Yeah.
on and I've lost before at the game of love, but now I'm through. She took her love and she ran away and gave her heart to someone new. But I don't care, no I don't care anymore, but I say it's true. Please don't cry, please don't cry, no, 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 please. I don't hurt at all or miss her touch, well it's a lie. Happens all with each passing day, but inside my heart it dies. But I don't care, no I don't care, but love and war now all is fair. Please don't cry, please don't cry, no 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 please.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us. showing you, presenting you an old style creature feature.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just creature features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Hasta la vista, baby.
All right, again, that was the Out of Sights with that driving beat. Please Don't Cry. Good lovin', and it'll be the last time. Let's hope not, because I don't want it to ever be the last time. Although I guess technically everything has a last time at some point, but let's not talk about that.
We'll come
to 65, and soon there were hundreds and thousands of them. A youth culture who proposed an alternate lifestyle. Drugs, pickup trucks, communes, and filth were their bywords. Today, just 20 years later, only two of them remain.
Oh, you guys are really beautiful guys.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, you know, like, okay, so, like, you know, I was like, you know, I was like,
really?
You know, I was like, I was going, really? Okay, like, the dude's far out, you know?
For sure, he's far out.
Okay, oh, man, because, like, I
figured. A look at the remnants of a dead dream on the Last Hippies, a Tunnel Vision late night special, Thursday at 3 a.m., 2 a.m. Central.
Really? Okay, so thinking, so like I'm thinking, okay, man, if the dude is that heavy, then like, you know, why mess with it? Can you see where I'm coming from?
Heavy.
Oh, really?
Heavy.
For sure, man.
For sure, he is.
For sure, man.
For sure.
For sure, man.
For sure.
Can the world heavyweight boxing champion match his fists against the lethal masters of the martial arts? Bamboo Gods and Iron Men. From Harlem to Hong Kong and across the China Sea, they fear the name, the fame, and the fury of Black Cal Jefferson, the champ. He matched a left hook and a right cross against the skills of the Kung Fu killers and hit them right where they live, in the land of Bamboo Gods and Iron Men, where the naked fist is deadlier than a bullet. Black Cal Jefferson, he carved a path of vengeance and violence across the land of Bamboo Gods and Iron Men. From American International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
All right, like, well, like, well, you know,
the Last Hippies, man.
Yes.
Whoa. Hey, like, here's a joke, man. I think I told you this joke before, but why wasn't the lifeguard able to, like, save the drowning hippie?
Whoa, like, far out, like, I don't know, man.
Because he was too far out, man.
Anyway. Oh, thank God that's gone. Anyway.
Okay, I got an interesting topic, idea,
uh-oh,
whatever.
Yes.
I was trolling.
Like, laid on me, bro.
All right, bro, dude, man. I was on YouTube, and I was looking up guitars, and I see this guy talking about a lawsuit guitar. And I'm going, like, lawsuit guitars?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What the heck is this? And he was talking about, like, how... He was talking about cheap guitars was the topic, but he was talking
it's
about
a very
how,
interesting story, these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was talking about how, like, on eBay or wherever... You could get, there was a guitar made in the 70s or 80s, I don't know, and they were knockoffs of like the Gibsons or the Strats or whatever.
Coming out of the same factories that made like the Tyscos.
Whatever.
There was a couple factories in Japan and China. And, not
there
China.
Go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Japan mostly.
Right.
That were making direct copies.
And they were
Gibsons.
Good.
Yeah.
And they were just as good.
Some of them were better.
Some of them were better.
Because also, and Fender was going into the CBS period. Fender was bought by CBS.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And kind of like when AMF bought Harley, those were the dark years. Because when a company buys another company, it's only for profit and there's no more love anymore. And they kind of vampire out all the soul and all everything and just turn into some heartless corporate junk, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, AMF did that famously to Harley. And then Harley bought them back from them and said... enough of this.
Okay.
Well, there was a period where CBS owned Fender. Same thing. Those are garbage.
What years are those?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I want to say like 82 to 90s.
80s, okay.
So,
80s.
Like what happened was they were creating these they call them pre-lawsuit or lawsuit guitars, where they were making Gibsons and they were making Fender Strats, and like you're saying,
in other countries,
and they were better than what they were making out of the Gibson and the Strat companies, or comparable.
Comparable. Yeah.
So what happened was a lawsuit came about and basically shut that down. And now then forced these companies to stop making those, and then they just made variations, which is legal.
Sure.
And most everyone, myself included, grew up playing. My first guitar was a black and chrome Gibson knockoff.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't tell you the name of it. It was a fine guitar. I'd love to have it now because it had the triple binding. It had the binding on it. It was a nice, solid, heavy electric guitar. And it was one of those.
Okay.
Now, they were just cheap junk back then, but because so many people remembered playing them and liked them, and the quality was actually comparable, they have this cult following now that...
Yeah.
Like what you're saying, where you're like, some dumb knockoff is hundreds of dollars, you know?
With the guy I was talking about, goes, if you want a cheap guitar, if you're starting, I want a cheap guitar, you can usually find the knockoff, and sometimes, you know, you can find and he was talking about how the lawsuit guitars that he was getting years ago, and he goes... A lot of them are just as good as the guitars, and if you want it to look exactly like the other guitar, you can go online and buy the parts and put them in. Like you can put a different, the different thing at
tail,
the bottom,
the tail,
there, the tail thing or whatever,
the tailpiece, the knobs, two or three slight the tuners
modifications, and you're there. You got the same guitar.
Yeah. Well, this might be exaggerated, but about 40 to 60% of the stuff that people sell on Craigslist is all fake.
Really?
Les Pauls and Strats are so sought after and so, I guess, propped up in our modern
society
that they've been faked for years. There's more fakes out there than there are real.
So there's actually, like, if you go on Craigslist and you go, hey, I got a Strat for like $500, it could very well be a fake Strat.
Yep.
And it'll say Fender Stratocaster on it.
You got to know.
The only way you're going to get a real one is going to the store and buying a license.
Well, I got that one on Craigslist, and it's a real one. You got to know what to look at and what to look for. You have to really do your homework. If you just walk in and just buy one because somebody says it's a Les Paul, you're going to get taken. And
you have to know like what the wood grain or the back of the neck.
There's like a lot of little subtleties. Like fitment's a big one.
Okay.
The way the neck fits into the body. And like like the hardware, and if you take the thing off and look at the wiring, there's telltale signs where it's obviously a cheap knockoff or a real one.
Okay.
All right. But some of them are damn good.
Yeah, because he was saying he was getting them years ago for $200.
Yeah.
He says now they're going for like $800, $900, $1,000.
Some of them, yeah.
And it was like, yeah, it's getting a little too. But what his point was that if you're starting out. If you get a cheap guitar, most of them are okay, and then most of the tone is in your hands anyway. Yeah. So, you know.
That one I bought, because I have kittens, I went out and bought a very cheap guitar to have out in the living room, knowing that it might get destroyed and being okay with it.
Fender Squire.
I bought a Fender Squire. For $100, it's a hell of a guitar.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
It's a great guitar. Uh-huh. I mean, I pulled it apart, kind of did a quickie... waxed them, cleaned it up, restrung it, just did it once over on them like I do because I'm anal like that. It's a very good guitar. For $100, it's a very good guitar.
Okay.
It's not as good as like these ones I have here away from the kittens in the studio here. That's where I keep my Strat Deluxe. That's where I keep, I have a Gretsch that I like quite a bit. Kittens run around and knock stuff over.
Yeah, scratch things.
And I assumed that the Squire would get destroyed at some point, and it just hasn't. But good. it's for $100. I don't know what more you'd want.
Yeah.
I mean, it plays good, sounds good. It feels all right. It's not the quality of these in here, but I wouldn't expect that.
But if you want like something that looks like a Gibson Les Paul or whatever, then you can look up lawsuit guitars on eBay or whatever.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That one of the things about that is it's very odd that it's almost become its own category of guitar.
Yeah, I'm
sure that's what that guy was talking about.
That's what he was talking about,
like,
yeah.
How is this? This isn't worth $800, but it's getting that on the market,
Because it's getting some kind of, it's hip. It's cool, It's got like, it's almost like it's got its own brand now, the lawsuit guitar.
Well, that's...
And that's what they're selling them as.
That's happened historically. Even like, look at, you know, Kurt Cobain plays some piece of crap
Mustang,
Fender
right?
Mustang, which was before his musical
demise.
Yeah, it was worthless. These were the bottom of the barrel Fenders. They're not worthless, but they were cheap.
They're the cheaper version of it.
He picks it up. He's a cult icon. They're now fetching thousands, and you're like, thousands? Really? You know? And that's what happens. Jack White picks up some airline guitar, which is a hollow body. They're fine guitars, but they're mostly junk.
Are they Japanese or American?
I don't know. Okay. I can't. I think they're American, but they're like the hollow fiberglass ones.
Right, right.
Now, these weren't worth very much. They were like kind of a starter guitar. Jack White's holding one. They're instantly worth gold, you know, and you're like, well, they're not, but that's what they're fetching on the market. So how do you know? You know,
it's only worth as much as somebody will pay for
it. And you want to know, what? You get a celebrity like that picks up something, it's worth quite a bit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Especially an iconic guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, I've built a few guitars. I have one sitting over here that's the doodle guitar, I call it, because a local artist hand doodled with a Sharpie marker underneath it is very funky and 60s, and I used the best parts available. I mean, this is the top of the top, and because it doesn't say Gibson or Fender on the headstock,
can't sell it.
No, nothing. I would never get it. I'll never get a penny for it. I built that almost for me, but then I did turn around and tried to sell it to test the waters. No way. We live in a funny world. That it has to, if it doesn't say certain things on it, you might as well just.
Yeah, well, we've always talked about branding. It's like branding. Even when I was a kid, I remember I would go to the store. I wanted to get like a baseball glove. Oh, I want a Spalding. Why?
Or a Rawlings.
Or a Rawlings.
Yeah.
Or a Huffy bike. Or a Schwinn.
Why? You don't even know why. You just.
Why? Because this Sears might be just as good, but you want the Schwinn because it's got the name. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. That's just the way.
I guess what capitalism or you know the way the free market works.
The free market, man. Let the market talk or speak or whatever.
Be free, man. Let the market be free.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
It's an odd thing.
Let's play some free music, or can't we? Are we too? Are we going on too long?
Yeah, we're gonna. Okay.
We're just gonna more free talk.
We're gonna ride this out into the next segment.
Yeah, but do you actually have a lawsuit guitar here or anything like that?
No,
are the Tysco's like are those like well they didn't look like any.
No,
American
Tysco's
guitars.
Were they were their own brand because they actually were very popular because they were used a lot in the surf music.
Right.
So you know Tysco's are kind of synonymous with that cheap '60s guitar that has.
Twangy.
There's not a lot to them. They're light as a feather, you
so
know.
So a lawsuit guitar has to look exactly like, a Fender Strat.
That generally they do.
Exactly, except it's got a different name on the neck.
I always equated mostly the lawsuit guitars with the Gibson Les Pauls.
Okay.
I'm sure there are some Mustang or some Jaguars or Mustangs out there. I'm sure there's some Strats, but the Gibsons were the ones that. They looked just like them. They were so, I don't know. It was funny. It's just an odd thing, you know.
Yeah, you learn a lot of weird things online sometimes, you know.
The deeper you get into any subject,
sure,
the more you realize that there's clubs dedicated to it
That's
magazines,
right.
And you're like,
right.
About this? Who cares about this? But everything.
It becomes its own, like, and it's in comic books, too, this little, like, society within a society within a society.
Niches.
You know?
Yeah, like, the further down you go, you're like, oh, I don't really care about this. That's usually what happens. I get about down the rabbit hole about 3 feet, and I'm like, I don't care this much about this, you know.
And it all started with cheap guitars.
Well, I was reading a very long post or thread on an old school car site, and they were talking about what's a hot rod. Now,
well, you got your blog.
Wannabe hot rodder, but. I'm much more simplistic. To me, a hot rod is anything that's been made faster.
Okay.
But traditionally, by the people in the know, a hot rod is a pre-World War II...
Sure. Model T with a big...
It's like it has to be a manual shift, and it can have fenders. And I'm like, by whose standards are that?
By the old guys.
Yeah. Well, guess what, buddy? That's not really anything... Like, I hate when people put strict codes on stuff. Like, strict... Whenever you segment out, like, metal is segmented out, like, a million times.
Yeah.
And you're like, really?
Labeled, yeah.
Yeah, labels upon labels upon labels. You're like, do we need that? I don't think we do.
We need more music.
We do?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess if you say we do, then let's label up some music right after this.
Want a beer?
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
You just make a joke, Bobby.
Yes, I did.
Good one.
Yeah.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
All right, that was Petty Buka, straight out of Japan from the Benton record label. Oof, yes. Sorry about that, everyone.
It's easy for you to say.
It isn't. I played Shoujo G, the Hungry Raccoon, Petty Buka Lou, and Tokyo Crazy Girl.
Right on, right on, right on.
Love that group. They're so fun and funny and goofy and silly.
We,
and
we play them a lot.
Yes, we do.
For a reason.
Yes, we do. Because
we like them.
Hey, next week we're going to have another band.
New music.
This ain't your mama's other band. No, this is a...
your mama.
Yeah, so yeah, 2 weeks in a row we're breaking some new music. And
we're breaking ground.
Yes, and we'd like to keep doing that. I'm going to keep hustling and trying to find new music for you guys each and every week.
What was that one song, Hustlin', Hustlin'? There was some rap song or whatever.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm sure there was lots of white in the video. And
we
they
can't
were,
play it anyway.
Yes,
so
of course we
matter.
Can. They would get us and all.
Yeah.
Looks like that's going to be it for the show.
All right.
We're winding down. The clock on the wall says it's time to go.
We'll be back
again. We'll be back next week, I think. And the week after, hopefully.
Bat time, bat channel, yes. All that.
My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we will be back here. Here next week, same bat time, same bat channel. That's a reference to things.